In the news today, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called for a huge resource mobilization to deal with the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. Mr. Ban spoke Thursday in Washington, D.C. at a World Bank meeting on Ebola. The meeting included presidents from the West Africa countries of Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone, who joined in through video conference. The UN Secretary General said the effort should include deployment of mobile laboratories, vehicles, helicopters, protective equipment, trained medical workers, and medical withdrawal capabilities to deal with the outbreak. World Bank Group President Jim Yung Kim told the group that nothing less than the future of Africa is at stake unless Ebola can be stopped. The call to action came as the outbreak spread beyond Africa to other parts of the world. In the U.S., a Liberian man, Thomas Eric Duncan, died of the virus Wednesday at a hospital in Texas. Mr. Duncan had traveled to the U.S. from West Africa on September 20th. Health officials are observing 48 people who had or may have had contact with Mr. Duncan before his death. In Spain, government officials say the condition of Ebola patient Teresa Romero is worsening. Ms. Romero is the first person known to have become infected with Ebola outside of Africa. She had been treating a priest in Spain who was infected in Africa. He died of the disease. In Australia, health officials are waiting for test results on a 57-year-old nurse with an above-average body temperature. The nurse developed the low fever shortly after her return from Sierra Leone. She had worked with Ebola patients there. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu said, "It's not realistic to expect that Turkey will lead a ground operation on its own against the Islamic State militants in Syria." Turkey is facing pressure from the U.S. and its allies to intervene in Kobani. The Syrian town is located just across the Turkish border, where the IS militants have been fighting Kurdish fighters for weeks. The U.S. has led airstrikes against militant targets in the area, but the battle has continued to intensify. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has not been seen in public for more than a month. His last public appearance was September 3rd at a concert by his favorite pop group, the Moranbong Band. Mr. Kim chose the members of the all-girl group. 2 months earlier, Mr. Kim was seen limping at a ceremony to mark the 20th anniversary of the death of his grandfather, Kim Il-sung. Kim Jong-un's absence has led to questions about his health and political situation. Now, words in the news. Mobile, adjective, able to move from one place to another. Future, noun, the time after now. Adjective, in the time to come. Fever, noun, a body temperature that is higher than normal. Limp, verb, to walk in a slow and awkward way because of an injury to a leg or foot. Now it's your turn to use these words in the news. In the comment section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on the use of vocabulary and grammar.